So why would you ever stop? Why would you ever stop wanting to achieve a greater life? Like, why would you ever want to stop that, whether it's physically, mentally, spiritually, anything that you're doing? Why would you want to stop? Why would you want to stop to not become the best version of yourself? Why would you stop that? Why? Like, why would that happen? So let's talk about it.
Hey everyone, this is a podcast about fitness and improving your life. We're going to offer the best tips to help you get to your goals. You know what, DJ? It's time to start the show. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's your host, Andrew Bustos, with the Bustos Training Fitness Podcast. It's so great to see your smiling face. You know what's unbelievable? I've been doing this show now since 2017. I looked back on it the other day and I noticed that I've been doing this show since 2017 of January. Can you believe that? How many years is that? Seven? You carry the three, 2023, seven, six. 6 years. 6 years. Can you believe that? 6 years. I've been doing this podcast for 6 years. Wow. And you know what's funny too? Is there sometimes that I don't feel like doing it. There are times I don't feel like getting on the mic and talking to you. I don't. I'm going to be honest with you. I really don't. There's a lot of times I don't want to do it. But I do it because it's a part of my life. It's a part of what I do. It's a part of me. And I was thinking about that. I thought that would be a great topic of discussion today. Why would you stop? Like, why would you stop? Why would you stop anything that's going to help somebody, help you, help someone else get to a goal, feel better, look better, whatever it is? So I thought about that. I was thinking about my podcast, and even though you may laugh at me at times, or you may think, wow, he says the same thing, he's the most redundant person alive, I truly don't care. Because it's a part of me. Like, it's my life. It's what I do. It's who I am. It's everything about what I do. Everything that I tell you guys on here is from my heart. And that's what amazes me, is that I truly do live everything that I tell you on this podcast. Everything. It's just a part of what I do. So in my mind, I was talking to a client the other day, and she was saying how, this was a past client, she had to move away, but she was saying how much weight she's gained, how bad she feels, yada, 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 yada. And I asked her, I said, so why'd you stop? Why'd you stop? And she said, life. And I said, bad excuse. That's a terrible excuse. Why would you stop? I understand that you have babies. I understand that you're going to have a baby and you're probably going to gain weight and not feel as motivated. But that is a terrible excuse to put on your kid. I get it. There's some complications here and there. There will be. I get it. I understand that. At the same time, as soon as you start feeling better, why not just attack it? Why'd you stop? Like, why did you allow yourself to stop? Life will always happen. Things will always happen. Your health should be the most important thing to you in existence. Because if you're not healthy, if you don't feel good, if you don't feel great about yourself, then you cannot pour into anybody. You cannot pour into anybody. You can't. You won't be good. You won't be great, because you deserve to feel great. You deserve to look great. You deserve to be the greatest that you've ever been. You just won't have that. I don't make excuses. Have I? Yes. Do I allow myself to? No. I'll give you another example. The other day, my son, he is 8 years old. One of my sons is eight. He plays football. Most of you guys know him, I'm sure. I'm sure you've seen him on social media. I'm sure you've seen him in videos. He's a really great football player. He's really good. He's very athletic. He's fast. He's smart on the football field. He plays running back. He plays tight end. I'm not bragging about him, because we've been through a lot of challenges with him. But what's really cool about my son is the other day, so he's playing spring ball. He just got done with fall ball. He's playing spring ball because we've got to keep him busy. He's got ADHD, so we got to keep him busy, because if you don't keep him busy, he gets crazy. He just does. I'm being honest with you. He just gets nuts. And that's okay. That's him. That's how God wired him, and I love it. They put him at quarterback. So someone with ADHD can play quarterback, but it's not, I wouldn't say it's funny it's just interesting to see him play quarterback because it's a very challenging position that requires lots of focus. So if you know anybody with ADHD, they have trouble focusing, especially when they're not on medication. He is diagnosed ADHD, and I'm talking about severe ADHD. That's what makes him so great. So he gets back there at quarterback. They put him at quarterback. He's playing quarterback the last four or five practices. He's been quarterback, which he's never played quarterback. He's always been wide receiver, tight end. And he's played linebacker. That's what he does. He's just a football player. So they put him at quarterback, and it's funny to see him because he gets antsy. He gets a little fidgety in the pocket, whatever. And so they pulled him. They pulled him from quarterback. They said, you're not going to play quarterback for the rest of the practice. So he got discouraged. He got down. He got down on himself. So we get back in the car. He had a great practice to begin with and to finish. He had a great practice. But he got back in the car, and he started talking to me. And he goes, you know what, Dad? I'm upset. I said, what? Because they pulled me from quarterback. I want to play quarterback. I said, well, what happened? I watch all the practice. I watch what you're doing. I'm not his coach because if I coach him, I coach him in baseball, but not football. So I looked at him and I said, so why are you discouraged? Why do you feel down? Why are you upset? He said, well, they pulled me because I wasn't getting the snap. I said, I know. I saw you. You weren't getting the snap. You weren't getting the snap. You weren't doing anything with the snap. You just let it just, you just fumble the ball or whatever. Man, I know, Dad, but he was, the center is too short. I couldn't get down. I said, man, enough with the excuses. Enough. I'm being serious with you when I talk to my 8-year-old son like that, because I don't want him to have excuses for not playing something, and then it's going to carry over into other things in his life. It's going to carry over into what he does. So I told him, I said, man, if you want to play quarterback, there can't be any excuses. You got to work hard. You got to work hard for what you want. You got to go after it. You got to accomplish it. You have to study, and you got to get rid of the excuses, because as the quarterback, there are no excuses. There are no setbacks. Yes, you're going to make mistakes, buddy. But if you want to play quarterback at any level in anything, you're the leader of the team. You're the guy that has to make the decisions. You're the guy that has to keep everyone together. And then he came up with another excuse. He says something like, well, they weren't snapping it right, or the guy wasn't taking the handoff correctly. I said, man, enough of the excuses. I'm harder on you because you want to be the quarterback. I'm harder on you because you want to do this. I'm hard on you. There are no excuses. So I don't allow my kids to have excuses. If they're trying to become something, there are no excuses. You can't have an excuse about it. You just can't. You can't do that. And that's what I told him. I hold myself to the same standard, and I hold you to the same standard, because if you really want something, you cannot have excuses. You got to have tunnel vision. You got to work for it. It's going to suck at times, but guess what? You got to overcome it. You got to challenge it. You have to go after it. You got to go and do it. There are no excuses. There's not. There's only setbacks, and guess what you do with setbacks and failures is you just put your helmet on and you go to work. You go to work. You get up every day. You challenge yourself. You grow. You learn from your challenges. You learn from the setbacks. You learn from the failures. You learn from all that, and you just go after it. And that's the message I want you to have today. Stop. Stop it. If you do not stop in your life with your fitness goals, do not stop with your weight loss goals. There will be valleys. There will be hills. There will be mountaintops. That's life. But guess what? Don't ever give up, right? You got to keep going. You got to keep at it. You got to go. Stop it. If you need help, that's when you hire me. That's when you hire Kate. That's when you hire a trainer. If you need help, let's go, man. It's time for accountability. Okay? All right. I love you. That's exactly how I talk to all my kids. That's how I talk to my wife. That's how I talk to myself. You have to talk to yourself like that, guys. You have to. Okay? Be sure to check out everything that I'm doing. Be sure to get after it. Be sure. And I hope you enjoy this sick beat.
See you later.